documents for the boys to send.
And your son, by the way, is a great teacher.
Good.
Very patient.
Stuart's middle name is Patience. Romans 12. We studied verse 9 yesterday. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Anybody fully understand that? Who the evil is? Evil, his name is Gary.
You're starting right off, aren't
you? Hey, I'm getting into the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Do what?
Gary's attracting all kinds of...
Did you take some hits at their hits?
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
He keeps poking a dead badger.
All right. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. There is a whole lot of words for, there's five different words for love that are translated as love in the New Testament. And the one that was coined first for the Septuagint, I guess, and then it was coined particularly for the New Testament of agape as a noun. And you've heard me talk, so that's one word for love, and that's the ultimate love. It's the love without self-awareness, the love of laying down your life. It's divine love. I mean, you've all heard me talk about the verb agapeo has nothing to do with really that kind, the agape love. It just means whatever you give importance to. And so when it says love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your might, and your neighbor as yourself, and all the law and the prophets hang on this, it simply means the love is to give importance only to God at all times and everything. And everything else will take care of itself. And so that's, and the reason that's true is that's the position of Jesus. And so if you hear that, then you'll find yourself always repenting, because every time something comes up, you end up giving it more importance than God. And so that's why you've heard me say often that truth is a sustained consciousness of error, and repentance is a state of mind that's constant. It never stops. So that you never take a stand, you never believe you're right, you never believe. So anyway, the other word is brotherly love, is Philadelphia. And then we all, the city of brotherly love, because that's the word, the meaning of the word. And then there's another word called stergo, S-T-E-R-G-O, that's translated as love. And it's hard to define, but it's, if you had to define the love of a mother for her baby, her child, it would be stergo. It's not agape, it's stergo, because the best way to decide, it's stergo means natural love, because they are of the same blood, and it's important that distinction is important here, because brother, it says, let, where are we? be kindly affectioned one to another. Kindly affectioned is philostorgos. It means kindly affectioned one to another, because, and it's talking about in body, in the community, because we are of the same blood. Now, that's an incredible word in terms of this. It assumes that in community, or in the Seder, or in that you, everyone in that group has recognized they're of the same blood, that the life is in the blood, therefore the communion causes us to have the common blood, and that common blood of Jesus Christ is our only life. Does that communicate? Then, so it's kindly affectioned. I'm sorry, I'm not doing too good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. So it's kindly affectioned, is of the same love, I mean of the same blood. And then with brotherly love, again, it's the Philadelphia. So it's emphasizing all these different kinds of love in terms of that it's total. That we see each other literally as brothers and sisters in Christ. There is no, but it's not brothers and sisters like I was with my sister. It's brotherly. It's with brotherly love, not with only picking on Sandra.
As from the same womb.
Yeah, it means out of the same womb, and the womb is the New Jerusalem. So the commonality of the brotherhood of man is an illusion. There is no brotherhood of man, but there is a brotherhood. Because, or sisterhood, if you will, because we're out of the same womb, and that womb is the New Jerusalem. But you got to understand that those kinds of words have incredible meanings. They're not just, you know, I love everybody, turn around and tell them you love them. That's not what this means. It means it's been tested and proven. What? Well, you and Mr. Buckner had a little private moment there.
I said, nosy, touch your neighbor. That's what I said.
Okay.
You happy?
Just took one day to get hooked on Eddie Long.
Touch your neighbor.
All right. In honor. I can't keep a thing in my, you know, the, huh? Yeah, in honor, preferring one another. Honor is time. It means veneration. It's much more than just a duty. So we got kindly affection, brotherly love, honor, and then preferring one another. Preferring here means leading the way. In other words, there's no need that another can have that doesn't become your need. And so this is a big deal. These aren't just like little words, because the only way this can be manifested is if a body of people are out of the same womb, that they've seen the mystery of the cross, they're no longer in their own name, and their residence is no longer in time and space, because they're seated, their abode is on the mercy seat. Okay? So in honor, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. That means you prefer their interest over your own. Now, this is something you can't fake this. So it only comes from that source, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so these words here are really a guide. If we're not doing this, then our only response is that we've resurrected ourselves. There must be a turning away from ourselves instead of, well, I don't like her, or I don't like him, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's no reason to honor somebody else unless you see Christ in them. Oh. Otherwise, it's, exactly. You know, I might like that person, yeah. But not to honor him is to see through and to see something else going on.
All right, well, let's look at a few of these scriptures. Philippians, let's go to Philippians 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, oh God, bowels is a word that means deep compassion and affection, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing, and again, this is huge. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. Now this has to be. This is the position of every believer. There's no sense of entitlement. There's no ranking except that you are lower than the others. It's something, again, that can't be faked. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit because it's the personality of Jesus Christ. What?
Thinking about Moses being meek.
He was the meekest man that ever lived.
He said that.
Moses said that.
Oh God!
The spirit of Skippy jumped over for a minute.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, it's not their welfare is really more important than your own business.
I like what you said earlier, where it's a bit more like their world welfare becomes your welfare. So it all merges into one.
All right. Go to 1 Peter. No, go to Hebrews first. Hebrews 13.
Hebrews
13. Because you make it part of your, when communion is taken normally, you think of it in terms of my sin is forgiven.
Right. That's a completely different meaning.
Well, your sin is forgiven because you're dead. That's the meaning of it.
Yeah. And the cracker is not forgiving your sin.
No, that's your sustenance. All right. Let brotherly love continue. And then here, now he throws in a different. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Now, the one thing that the early church was more known for than anything else was hospitality, the welcoming of strangers, no matter what class or what That's where we get the word hospital from in terms, is because they had a section of their little community that was devoted to meeting the needs of all of the people that whoever came into their lives that was in need. If they were sick, there was a place for them to recover. There was what? I'm so sensitive to you that when your mind goes,
I was introducing some people in my mind.
Introducing some people.
I met some really nice people, and I need to introduce them to some other nice people so they can remodel their homes.
So you can get more business.
No. Nice.
So you can get more business.
You impute the wrong motive. I don't care about the business.
I'm just kidding you. All right. Now let's go to 1 Peter. Just take a couple pages to the right. First Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. That's, again, abstain means be fed up with. Oh, God. Having your conversation or manner of life honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So again, I promise you that we can act like we do a few of these. But it's only that life of Christ in you that can do all of them. And what's your response when you don't? Father, forgive me. Amen? Okay, go to chapter 5. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Well, these are just the way in which you prefer one another. Okay? I'm going to have to quit. I'm not. I'm sort of I'm not even here.
Thing
going? Well, it started yesterday afternoon. It's just that incredible nerve pain. It feels like there's a poker in my left eye, and then it goes in all the teeth, and then it goes down. And eventually this morning it added another thing of dizziness. So. All right, take it, big guy.